We're just getting all your questions answered this morning on Early Edition on Sports Radio 610. I'm Charlie Mojer with Tom Tynan, and we're going to talk possibly tearing down a house. And for that, we're reaching out to our friends at Cherry, and we've got Travis on the line. Good morning, Travis.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, I've got a question here from Richard. He lives out in Crosby, and he says, my wife's mom has a house, was built in 1978, needs a lot of work. Roofing, siding, windows, the foundation's cracked. She's never done any upgrades ever on this house, and she has no money to fix it up. The guy next door is selling a house for $285,000, and they can't get $100,000 for theirs. They're wondering, when do you decide whether it's better to fix it up or tear it down? So what say you? How do we make that kind of decision?
It's not a black and white question, so I don't think I can really give a correct answer without having a little more information. Selfishly, yeah, Cherry would love to demolish your house for you, but honestly, that may or may not be in your best interest. It would be best to consult with a real estate professional prior to making any decisions.
Mm-hmm.
There's areas in and around Houston where the land values have surpassed the home values,
mm-hmm.
and if the home is in really bad shape, it would obviously make sense to demo, and that would make the sale of the property easier.
So the question comes to what he really needs. I mean, even more than demolition advice is real estate advice, is what you're saying.
Yeah, because it depends on what they want to do with the property. I mean, if they intend to sit on the property for a while, demoing it, that gets it off the tax rolls, and they only have to pay the property taxes on the land value. But if there's value in the home and the amount of money that they have available to put into repairs makes sense, you don't want to lose that value that you have built into the home, so remodeling may be the way to go.
And if we were going to tear it down, start to finish, how long does that kind of process take?
Depending on the size of the house, but typically 2 days. You know, we're in one day and demoing and loading out the next and moving on to the next.
Unbelievable. That's just because you guys make it look easy at Cherry.
We do try.
He's Travis Schultz. He's with Cherry. You can learn more about them at our website at homeshowradio.com. Just look for the Cherry button and click on it. Travis, thanks for helping us out this morning.
Thank you, sir.